It's time to speak out on the original Speak Out Radio Show. Speak Out is a public affairs program that serves you, our listeners, and the community you live in. Speak Out is all about listener participation. So call in anytime during the show. 928-854-5687. That's 854-5687. Speak Out on KNTR Talk is heard on 106.7, 5, and 3. You can also listen at KNTRTalk.com and listen anywhere through the TuneIn Radio app. From elected officials, community leaders, small business owners, school district representatives, and charitable causes, Speak Out is here for you on KNTR Talk. It's time to introduce you to the host of Speak Out. When Dwayne Johnson calls for a stunt double, who does The Rock turn to?
No police!
When Ham the Astro Shrimp said, no more space flights. Who did great minds at NASA turn to?
No police!
Now, this world-renowned actor slash daredevil has settled behind the microphone once again for your benefit. Ladies and gentlemen, the one and only... He's the poster child for no cloning. Paul LaVoy!
Dear child, saw the world's torn in two. Dreamed of tomorrow, but it broke in front of you. Didn't deserve this, the hate and the fight. Truth got lost in the dark of the night. But your name is a candle, your voice is a song. Even in the silence, it keeps marching on. Dear Charlie, your voice will carry on through the heartbreak, through the dawn.
All right, welcome to the Real Estate Power Hour.
Boom.
little subdued boom there.
That was somber.
From Chad Hansen, the founder and CEO of Mojave Mortgage. And that is Matt Ferris. You guys know who Matt Ferris is, right?
Yeah, local. I've met him a couple times. Nice guy.
Local country music artist.
Uh-huh.
From Havasu
from
now.
Havasu.
Now lives, I believe, Tempe or Mesa. One of the two. In the Phoenix area.
Oh, okay. I was thinking he actually moved to Nashville or something.
All over the place. Yeah. Matt is all over.
At a different level.
There's a picture behind Chad right there. Matt is, I believe you wouldn't even recognize him from that picture.
No, he doesn't have his hat on.
He's like 18 years old there. And it says to KNTR, Matt Ferris. I had that at home for years and years and years. But anyway, welcome to the show, everybody. It is, what is the day today? Wednesday, September 17th, 2025. And we got a lot of cool stuff today.
Oh, we do.
You've got an interesting something paralleled back to 2009.
Just with numbers, it's going to be an interesting...
Right.
Yeah.
But that's Dear Charlie. We're going to put that up on the website, by the way.
Oh, good.
The new Matt Ferris song. Hopefully Matt will get me a studio cut. It sounded like that was done, I don't know.
On his bus?
On the fly.
Yeah,
maybe
right.
On his bus.
Yeah,
bus. Nice. Nice, nice. But we've also got a feature... Not really a feature. It was from an interview. I wanted to play this for you guys because we talked about home title lock and people assuming other people's titles. We talked about it maybe 3 years ago,
mm-hmm.
if you remember. Well, it's
I do.
Because
it's, oh, yeah, I do.
Then it wasn't a thing. Now it's a thing.
Mm-hmm.
So and we even read on the internet, well, yeah, this can't be done, da, da, da. Well, now apparently you can do notaries online. And that helps with the process, and that was all converted over during the pandemic. So that and a few other things have led Jeannie Kinch, the Mojave County Assessor, and the Recorder's Office, Lydia Durst, they've come up with something called the Assessor Address Protection Program. And for $50, you can enroll in this program, and when somebody tries to run your title through... they check and make sure it's you.
You get notified, basically.
You get notified, right. And from what Jeannie was saying, it can replace, what is that called?
LifeLock or
Home Title Lock.
Home Title Lock,
those are expensive.
Oh, yeah.
A lot more than $50. Mm-hmm. Plus, they renew every year. But anyway.
Oh, it's a $50 one-time fee?
What's it? Yeah.
So let me get this straight. I give the government $50 and they're going to protect me?
No comment. Jeannie, if you're listening, I know she's laughing right now.
Oh, boy.
Anyway, we'll play
actually,
that.
I like Jeannie. She's, she's been very nice to me.
It's a little
government's not all bad. Come on.
It's a little under 2 minutes, but we'll let Jeannie explain the program, and that's a little bit later. But, Bobby, we want to get to the numbers right away.
Yeah, you know, I have some interesting numbers. I was looking at this morning going over, and I'm going to just go with the single-family residentials closed that started, or for August. In August of this year, 2025, we sold 90 existing single-family properties. Uh-huh. Anyone that's been listening to me, following my monthly updates, I've been doing them for 20 years. For years, you heard me say on video, on the emails I send out, we're a market that sells 100 to 200 homes a month. It was just consistent. And that was 90 in August. But it's been kind of like that the last few years, ever since that loan thing. We talk about COVID. We talk about different things. But when second homes ended up costing more points to
higher interest rate,
mm-hmm. that thing that I had tracked for 20 years of my career changed.
Yep.
But I have hope right now. Unrelated to that part of it, though, if you look at the last several years of how many homes sold per month, in 2025 it was 90 in August, 86 in 2024, so even less. Once you go behind that, 2023, 107 sold in August. 2022 was the first year after COVID when it slowed down at the end, if we remember right, and it went to 88, and I think that was not long after the interest rate change also.
Mm-hmm.
But before that, 2021 in August, 143 homes sold. 2020, 191. That's COVID, so you can kind of throw that's like the high number. But 2019, before COVID, 144 in August. 2018, 172 in August. 2017, 153 in August.
Wow.
2016, 135 in August. And we're doing 90 now. But if I go back deeper, I go back to 2009. Guess what the number was in August?
I'm going to say 300 because that's after the Oh, no, I'm going to say
no,
lower.
No, 2009. We're talking the
98.
89.
Oh, wow. I'm dyslexic.
So we sold. Okay, think of 2009. I remember terrible things happening. People
crashed.
Losing their houses, yeah. Everything. Yeah. People mm-hmm. doing things to themselves because they were. I mean, it was bad. That's the heart of it. We sold 89 in August of 2009. Of 2009. I remember back then, maybe not that year, but we had sold a home on Acoma once at one point before the crash in 2008, and I think it sold for like $300,000. And then I remember when it went on auction, or not auction, we sold it again as a foreclosure for like $69,000, like within 18
Whoa.
Months. Within like 18 months.
Yeah.
But what's interesting about us selling 90 this month, we are only down 6.9% over last year. And I think Chad's going to talk to this. I think we're, I don't want to use the word right now because of Charlie, but turning point. I think we're at a
isn't that funny?
I honestly think, and I've been wrong so many times in my life, but
you're the only one in the room, Bobby, that's been wrong.
That means there's going to be a heck of a lot more million sellers in the coming months.
They're so... It's turning right now.
I think so too.
So what was it? Did you go back to the average sale price in 2009?
I didn't pull those, but they were ridiculous. But I mean, back then as a real estate agent, I'll give the perspective on commission. I don't even know if it's interesting to people, but we make a lot when we sell a house. But I remember back then we'd get a check and it'd be like $1,200, and we worked with the person for 6 months, and then of course I have fees and everything and all the stuff I would pay. Values were very low, and that Acoma house, I can't remember the exact numbers, but it was like $300,000 we'd sold the house for in maybe 06. And then within a year or two, we sold the same darn house for like $69,000.
Yeah.
Don't track me on those exact numbers, but that's how much the values came down when we were selling 89 homes a month. We're selling consistently. Last year was 86. That was last year in August was... three less than 2009 in the heart of the financial crisis, and we're only down 6.9% year over year. it can't get... Take it for a grain of salt. I've been doing this here for over 20 years. I've done the numbers every month for all those years.
Uh-huh.
History repeats itself, and it did repeat itself, but because when we went down.
Mm-hmm.
But I think we're close to the...
Close to the bottom.
Yeah.
The cycle, I agree with you 100%. I think the cycle is getting ready to change.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm going to throw some information
out. But you're talking about sales, not value, correct?
Well, it's a correlation. The sales have been very low the last few years. Like, I just read off all the numbers where every August it's 144, 172, 153, 135 sales. This year was 90, last year was 86. That's very similar to, like, 08 and 09 in number of sales. And our values did drop.
Yeah, but our values are substantially higher compared to 08.
Oh, yeah. But our
values have dropped since the interest rates have gone up.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
but,
for sure.
But that's more of a typical drop, 6-10% of history. 08 was so different.
Yeah,
a different thing.
It's hard to compare.
And if people are waiting for something to go down, I mean, you have another guest once. I called in once or did something, and they said, well, that's just one opinion of one real estate agent. And this is my ego going to blow up right now. Me and Julie have been doing this here like 22 years. We sell multiple homes almost every week.
I remember.
I remember. And we carry 15 to 20 listings at a time. Our phone rings all day long. I can feel in the office as the phones pick up or slow down. I'm sure Chad can too. When you're busy and you're active in the market, you're not part-time and you're really rolling, you know when the whole thing, you feel it. And I feel it.
It's coming.
You have the same thing, Chad?
We walk in here and Chad says the same thing before we got in there.
Is this a vibe he's talking about?
I don't know if I've ever seen Bobby so excited.
I know.
I mean, we've been doing this show for four years now. This is the most excited I've ever
seen. He's getting pretty animated.
Yeah, he's almost getting ready to stand up. I mean, it's crazy. No. I agree with you 100%. I think that we are at a point where things are going to start getting extremely interesting. I just came over the wire. The Federal Reserve did lower the interest rate, the prime rate, a quarter of a point. It just came in. So, but everybody's waiting to see what Powell's press conference does, and I believe that's at 2:30, which would be at 11:30 our time. So that's really what's going to kind of start. I think we're starting to see... I know because my phones are nonstop.
Mm-hmm. You predicted before refinance palooza. Is that enough to spark it though?
It's coming. There's 3 years of pent up anxiety over interest rates.
Right.
So if we get interest rates into the fives, which is now happening.
Oh, yeah.
If we get interest rates into the mid fives, if I remember correctly, my numbers when I talked about this, there's just like $7 trillion in refinance transactions that are getting ready to happen. Now, here's the thing, a lot of people were going, well, we're going to wait to see what happens on Wednesday with the Fed meeting. That's already been baked into the rate sheets for the last three weeks. So they're already, the bean counters at the investors, you know, these are the guys that run the lock desks and how they make their margin, et cetera, et cetera. They're already pricing in 26.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, we're getting ready to come into Q4. And, you know, they're looking 5 miles out their windscreen. So there is anticipation, and we'll know more in another 20 minutes, maybe an hour. But if there's going to be more rate cuts, then the bonds are going to start reacting in a positive fashion for us. The mortgage-backed securities, if we get down into, say, the 380 mark, it's going to be fun.
And
it's going to be real fun.
And this is all tech talk, you know, kind of like for the average listener out there looking. But once, as rates start to drop, in my office alone, just with my wife's phone yesterday, we have 3 or 4 buyer calls that felt like the past. Like people are calling in going, I'm ready to buy.
Yep.
And yeah, you could call that an anomaly that's just one realtor, but we're pretty busy.
Right.
I kind of get the sense.
And you know what's crazy is that the folks that are saying, well, I'm going to wait for the interest rates. If they continue to wait, they're going to miss the market.
Oh, they've already...
It's already starting to miss it. And I was talking to another real estate... I talked to a lot of real estate agents throughout the day. And I was telling them that if it starts to happen, which it is, it's already starting. We're at the precipice. We're at the very beginnings of it. When it starts to happen, it's going to become a seller's market again. And what happens? Multiple offers. People losing out on offers because they waited too long. So the old saying that we've said many times, you know, marry the house, date the rate.
Thanks, Lonnie.
Lonnie. Yeah. He's such a good guy. Well, I was just talking, you know, his name has come up like three times this week.
Yeah.
In my office. Yeah, he's just a good dude. And sharp guy. Really sharp. Yeah, and anyways, he came up with that, or he was the first one I heard say it, but it's true. So the people that did buy 2 years ago, mm-hmm. that are at 7 5/8 or 7.5, yeah. we get down to 5.5. It's crazy. It's going to be crazy. Mm-hmm. I'll be working, you know, 23 hours a day.
Hey, this will bleed down to car loans, too. It goes down to everything.
Well, the prime rate, when the Federal Reserve meets and they lower the mm-hmm. prime rate, you have an almost immediate effect on credit card debt, car loans, things such as that. They don't have an immediate effect on long-term interest rates. The long-term interest rates are, you know, follow the 10-year bond. So we'll start seeing the bonds performing in our favor. If that happens, which it's already starting, and then we get the mortgage-backed securities below 4, it's game on.
Okay, let's go ahead and take a break. You guys ready to take a break?
Oh,
ready?
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm ready to take
a
break.
That went quick.
Wow. Chad's wanting to hear madness, so.
Bobby's excitement is just, it's breathtaking this morning.
Our normal real estate power hour. Music. Thank you. I'm on a text with Matt, and Matt says it's on his page too, the Dear Charlie. It's on his page. All social media is Matt Ferris.
Yeah.
It's like at Matt Ferris or hashtag Matt Ferris or whatever Matt Ferris. And it's Farris, by the way.
He doesn't probably remember meeting me, but I've met him a couple times. And the first time I met him, it was like I was talking to an old buddy.
Well,
he's
said
so
he's,
easy to talk
he
to.
He said he's that. Listening.
Oh!
He might want to call you. 928-854-5687. And, yeah, Matt, we do have your picture right there behind Chad.
Well, we have, like, 3 listeners today, and one of them's famous.
he said he literally cut that song this morning on his phone.
It was amazing,
wow.
Matt. I haven't met you, but
literally cut it this
really
morning.
Good.
And he's going to be cutting it in the studio. I wonder how much that's going to cost, right?
Yeah.
Don't you have to pay money for studio time normally?
He's famous.
Oh, now you have the home studios.
Yeah. He's a rich musician. He's got tons of money.
He could do it at my place, so if he wanted to. I'm set up. All right. Yeah, I don't know if I would lean back on those.
Hey, if the chair breaks, it'll make for great radio.
Or kindling.
Kindling.
Exactly. All right. From the Speak Out Kitchen with No Sink, brought to you by City Maytag. You see,
there really is no sink in here.
No, there is, but there's Entenmann's.
Yeah.
And there's Oreos. Half of the room is the speak out room. The other half is the kitchen with no sink, right? Exactly.
I like it.
Yeah,
I've been in worse.
I like it too. Not my favorite room in the place, but I like it. All right, we'll be back with more on Speak Out in a moment. If you have a question, a concern, you want to call Bobbo and Chadwick.
Oh, wow.
Give us a call, 928-854-5687, or text in at 928-727-5566. Back with more in a moment on the Real Estate Power Hour.
Boom!
In the middle of our street.
Chad knows this by heart.
I do, actually.
I think Bobby might, too.
Yeah.
You guys are both SoCal boys,
oh,
right?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
So, guess who Chad went and saw recently?
Yeah, the Circle Jerks.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Might be playing a little Circle Jerks today. Chad took over the iPad, so there you go.
A lot of people don't know. I mean,
no,
I'm an old school punk rocker guy.
Oh, I know.
I grew up listening. That was my favorite choice. Now I listen to everything, but
what
that was what I listened to.
Stage name Chaka what?
Chaka Fudge.
What was the show on K-Rock back in the day in L.A.? It was late at night, and they did all the punk rock bands. It was
probably Rodney on the
Rock.
Yeah. He just passed away, I think.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, I think so. One of them just passed away. Or it was Jed the Fish that just passed away.
I think it was. I think you're right. Yeah,
I think it was Jed.
I remember that name.
Yeah. I'm really good friends with one of the old producers from the Kevin and Bean show.
Oh, from Kevin and Bean.
And
yeah.
He was out of my house last weekend.
Oh, no and, way.
Yeah, well, Lightning.
Lightning. Yeah.
He's a good buddy of mine. Yeah.
Hard to believe, but the lead singer for Circle Jerks looks like he's been on Social Security for about 20 years.
Yes. He's 70 years old.
Oh. What's that say about us?
Right?
All right. Speak Out brought to you in part by Mojave Mortgage.
Oh, I love those guys.
Yeah. Also, Bradley Chevrolet. And Bradley Ford by Just Meats, Salmon's Air Conditioning, Springberg Wealth Management, by Blonzi's Steakhouse, North London Bridge Road, and your place for propane, Chad.
A&B.
A&B Propane, our newest sponsor. Real people, real service, no hidden fees, no runaround. ABPropaneAZ.com. Can you pay your bill there, too?
I don't know.
You don't, I don't take care of that part?
I only have to fill my propane like once every year and a half.
Really?
You know, they do
for the
do
house.
They do do a summer special for locals.
Oh?
Yeah. So.
Nice plug.
Yeah, you fill your tanks in the summer.
Oh, yeah, you get the deal, right?
Yeah, yeah. Unfortunately, in the summer, the tanks are so hot that they can't fill them all away because it expands.
Yeah. Well, the hot days are going to love that.
Yeah.
So, nice plug, Chad. Good job.
I don't know
them
personally,
sponsors.
But their company, yeah.
Red Bull Ronnie is loving this right now.
Is that his name?
Yeah, and, well, that's our guy, Red Bull Ronnie.
Who's Red Bull Ronnie?
He's our sales guy.
I didn't know you call him Red Bull.
Yeah, he sold like over half the show probably.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow, good for
Red
him.
Red Bull Ronnie, RBR.
RBR.
Oh, boy.
That's
is that official or is that
that's a Steve Greeley acronym.
Oh, there he is.
There he is right there. Exactly. All right, so I wanted to talk about, and I let Jeannie know ahead of time, we're going to talk about that assessor address protection program.
Oh, yeah.
And we touched with her on this when she was in the on the show September 4th. And I kind of wanted to get to this so you guys can touch mm-hmm. on it once you learn a little bit more. So let's go ahead and go to that audio. And this is Mojave County Assessor Jeannie Kench talking about the Assessor Address Protection Program.
Which is address, and came because of deed fraud. You know, after COVID, everything was easier. You can get everything easier. You can get information easier on the internet. You now can get notaries done over the internet, and because of all that, it opened the door for fraudsters. Our office looked at possible ways that we could, you know, what's the common denominator? How does this happen? We found that a change of address is one of the things that happens every time there's deed fraud. And so what can we do to maybe freeze it? So we created a program. We're the only program, we're the first county in the state. Again, like I said, we're leaders in Mojave County. We're the first county in the state to come up with this program. And it's very successful. What it does is it freezes your property. You have to come in. The owners of the property have to come in and be notarized. We need to make certain you are who you are. You own that property. Mm-hmm. And then it goes through a process in our office that puts a big check mark. So if a transfer comes through, and let's say it's a fraudulent transfer and that comes through, you're part of that program, we call you before we transfer.
That's pretty
it.
Amazing.
Isn't that cool?
For people like myself that have LifeLock, I'm thinking, wow.
That replaces... Yeah.
You know, cancel that
so,
subscription.
You know, the recorder's office also has a program. When we started this about a year later, Wendy Rogers got a bill passed and created a program for the assessor's, for the recorder's office, and that office does too, but by name. Mine does it by parcel. So between the two programs, we are literally the safest Whoa. County in the entire state because we have ways for you to stay safe when it comes to deed fraud. It is out there. I've seen it. We've thwarted it. The program works. Mine's a one-time $50 charge. That's it, one time until you sell. So it's really worth it, especially when you consider LifeLock is like $40 a month, you know.
And oh, yeah, for full protection?
Yeah.
Yeah, it gets up there.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Wow. Something else, right? What do you think? I saw you listening pretty intently there, Bobby.
Yeah, I was trying not to let my focus go on that. It'd be interesting right now for an escrow officer to call in. If anybody's listening out there that me or Chad work with or my wife, give us a call.
Right.
That'd be,
well, I think, I wonder do we have somebody on the phone right now?
You do.
Oh, you're live on Speak Out. I thought so. I just heard the phone keep ringing, and I thought I had already connected you. How can we help you?
Well, I am a former escrow officer, but it's been years since I've done that. But here's my question. I'm not certain how effective the recorders and the assessors programs are, because it seems to me by the time the address change gets to the assessor or the notice it goes out by the recorder, the deed is already done.
But it's not recorded. So it, from what I took of it, it is that they are going to call the owner and say, "Hey, are you transferring
your
title?"
Is this you?
Is that that's what I kind of understood from it.
They're going to hold the recording of documents till they do that.
Maybe, yeah, that's what it sounds like.
It's a one-on-one basis, and this county is small enough for them to do that, from what I understand. Somewhere like Maricopa, it wouldn't work. We're the only county in the state with this program.
Holding, a, you know, you bring up a very good point. Holding the recording, especially if you're up against a deadline and then you get it done on the day it's supposed to record, and they go, "Oh, nope, wait, we have to make a phone call." That's a very
Can the county even do that? Can they? Could you? I mean, you go in to record something. You go in to record something. That's an interesting. I'm glad. That's exactly why I was asking
you can hear in the caller's voice. They're gonna hold up the recording.
My heart like stopped.
I know. Right. And you're like, wow.
Let me check into that for you, caller. I'll go ahead and text Jeannie right now. Maybe she can call into the show and clarify that.
And my husband's question is, why would we have to pay for this as far as the assessor is concerned? We own quite a bit of property, so by the time we protect every single parcel that we own, we're talking a significant amount of money.
It's a great question.
No, that is a good question, too.
Well, it isn't. I mean,
I don't think it's per property,
because they don't do that now. I would imagine it's per
property.
Yeah,
they probably do it
really?
Per parcel number.
Yeah, they would do it by parcel number.
It is by parcel number, as far as I understand.
Yeah.
So
those are good questions.
Yeah. The real question is, how many loans do you need on all of the properties that you own? That's the important question.
Yeah, I wouldn't have played the audio if I know it's going to generate all this hubbub. Jeez. Anyway, thank you for calling. We really appreciate it.
That actually is food for thought.
No, it is food for
thought. That is very good.
So, Bobby, million sellers.
Okay, we're going to go right back to the numbers.
And cash.
Well, cash. Well, here's the fascinating thing about cash. The highest sale and the lowest sale last month, the lowest was 295,000, under 300. We had one under three. And the highest was 2.75. Both of them were conventional financing.
Oh.
For some time, we've been seeing the really high and the really low be cash buyers, because the low was somebody buying to flip or turn it into rental, and the high is somebody with ultra amount of money. Now, it doesn't mean you can't have an ultra amount of money and still finance, but when you're financing a 2.7, that's interesting.
Well, if they did conventional financing, that they put a massive amount of money
down,
$2 million, because the conventional is 8069 or 8066 or something like that. 8026.
And I wouldn't know for sure. I didn't dive too deep into it. It did say conventional on the MLS, so I don't know if they could have said jumbo or could have been. But you're right on that. That in regards to $1 million sales in general, and I'm going to get to something else that's going to throw Polly off here in a minute. We had four last month.
Why is it going to throw me off?
Well, it's going to throw me off because I normally don't do this. So Julie and I had a deal, and Chad doesn't even know I'm going to do this, where we had people moved into a house, people we knew. People were trying to assume a VA loan, which is beyond
gassing up its bus.
Beyond difficult. When you hear like that somebody's going to, you can assume VA loans, for instance, legally, technically.
Okay.
But if somebody has a loan at 2.5%, nobody in their right mind wants to get that approved to continue the loan with somebody new at a rate that's 4 or 5% less than the going rate today. That's speculative in my opinion, but it kind of bore out that it's very difficult to get that done. So we had these people in this house that were buying the house, and it got to the point where it really got contentious and ugly because the situation wasn't done. Very unusual to have the buyer in the house before they closed, but everybody agreed on it. Everybody wanted to do it. And Chad came in with Mojave Mortgage, and Chad's my friend on the show, but it's not like we talk every day about mortgages and all this kind of stuff. And I said, call Chad, Julie. And he got this loan done, I think, in a couple weeks.
Really?
That we had been working on for
3 months.
Months?
More. They were in the house for 3 months.
Oh.
It was one of my...
Six months?
If I was to write a documentary about my real estate journey, it was one of those.
Everybody would think it was fiction.
If you
wrote a book about the intertwinings of mortgage and real estate,
nobody would believe it.
Really happens.
It's unbelievably crazy.
It's like a fiction novel. They're like, there's no way.
But I want to
Chad figured it out in 2 weeks.
He got it.
It took me 9 days.
I don't want to give too many details because I want to protect the innocent and convict. But the people have recently moved here. You need a certain amount of time and a job before you can take. So many factors were at play, and Chad in 9 days.
they were the Andrea Gale in the perfect storm.
And the wave was coming?
Yeah, and they were going up the wave.
Yeah, the rogue wave.
And I swatted it down. And made the storm go away.
Great analogy, by the way. Good visual for radio.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, I'm pretty good.
You get points.
That one was...
Oh, we have a phone call.
Hopefully that's not the buyer.
That was a very nice compliment. Thank you.
It was
amazing.
Get interesting, guys. We do have a phone call. Caller, you're live on Speak Out.
Yeah, Michael from Kingman. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Michael.
Okay. This is like 2-3 years ago when the mortgage protection was first put in the newspaper. I went down to the county the next day.
Uh-huh.
I registered for it. It has been the most fabulous thing.
Boom. That's amazing.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Go, yeah, sorry.
All right. So I told some of my friends a couple of years later from the East Coast where I came from. And I was looking at my papers before I faxed it to them. I went down in person to change my phone numbers in person because you change phone. Okay.
Yeah, sure.
It is wonderful. I've told people on my street, Club Avenue in Kingman, everyone is freaking cheap. They don't want to pay for it.
Uh-huh.
I had an identity theft in 2009.
Oh, it's horrible.
It destroyed my credit.
Mm-hmm.
But I resolved it. These people have to understand something. It costs $50. And you want to go out to dinner tonight? It costs $50. These people are crazy on your show.
It was a caller that called in, just to clarify. Is it $50 per property or for the whole program?
Well, I only own a single property.
I see.
I can't answer that question.
Okay.
I'm confused.
But again, if you have one property or 15,
right,
and somebody's going to scam it from you,
yeah,
what are you going to do?
Has anyone tried to assume your deed or your property and they called
under
you on
this
it?
Program? Absolutely not. I moved here in 2020 during the virus,
uh-huh,
and as I said, when it was in the newspaper when they started the program, after the identity theft, some lady ran up $400,000 against my...
Whoa.
I don't want to hear about these stories. Yeah.
Yes.
My goodness.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, thanks for the call.
No, that's great call.
That's fantastic.
Actually, thank you.
Thank you so much. All right.
What you got to do is tell them that a nickel, these people are amazing out here, a nickel and dime thing, and then all of a sudden they'll explode their head when somebody takes their property away. Spend the $50.
All right. We appreciate
you. Thank you.
Thank you for listening.
Thank you
for calling in. Great participation today.
Yeah.
928-854-KNTR, 928-854-5687. This is a cover tune by the Circle Jerks.
Uh-oh.
Oh, a little Fogarty.
Yeah.
Yeah. I got to hear this version of Fortunate Son because I play the song.
Yeah, that's Keith Morris.
That's crazy.
Keith Morris was the original singer in Black Flag.
Oh, okay.
And then
very
he left
good.
Black Flag and he formed the Circle Jerks with the guitar player from Bad Religion, Ray Hetson.
Oh, bad.
We still have a heck of a lot more Real Estate Power Hour.
Boom!
And Bobby's going to give us the...
Something,
right?
Prices. Let's go average price. Or
average price,
yeah,
median
average
price. And condos and mobiles.
Yeah,
right?
We'll do all that. We don't call them mobiles. Manufactured homes.
My bad.
You can't put a house on a trailer and go down the freeway and not have it fall apart. These things are manufactured or tough.
It sounds like Death Race 2000. All right.
Thank you, David Plunkett. Back in the day, he used to say that.
Chad Hansen's here, founder and CEO of Mojave Mortgage, and Bobby Lewis from the Lewis Team, Remax by the Lake. Julie, okay?
She's showing property because buyers are calling now.
Yeah. Nice. All right. Well, shout out to Julie Lewis as well from the Lewis team. Back with more in a moment on Speak Out. Stay with us. They just said give the bum something to eat.
Right.
Can you say that anyone? Can you call a person, a homeless person, a bum?
I don't know. The PC stuff changes every day.
You remember in Pulp Fiction, he says, what are you going to be, a bum that walks the earth?
I don't
right?
think you're supposed to call them homeless, aren't they? Home.
Displaced.
Displaced. Or
displaced individual.
Or humans. Right.
Sorry.
Speak Out brought to you in part by The Chair.
Have more compassion.
I feel at home at The Chair. How's that for a segue? Yeah,
I love that place.
especially with those, what are they called? Monkey toes? What are they?
Oh,
stinky
yeah.
Stinky toes.
Yeah, I always think of monkey toes. All right. Habasu style dining and live entertainment in a flip-flop atmosphere. Also, Mojave College. No more community in there, right? The soccer team, by the way, is like 7-0 right now. They haven't lost a game this year.
Well, they were great last year too, right? On their initial, or for what they were.
They won their conference.
Yeah.
But because they were a first year team, they couldn't qualify for postseason.
Yeah.
What the heck is that all about? Also, SamsGuns.com, solar power by Esme Electric, by Dorita's Place, providing Habasu with all natural dog and cat food, by the Lewis team, Remax by the Lake.
Oh, I love those guys.
Oh, thank you.
With Bobby and Julie Lewis.
I love Julie, too.
And Looky Lou's Antiques and Collectibles. LookyLou'sHabasu.com. You guys check out Common Ground lately?
I was listening the other day.
Pretty good stuff.
Yeah pretty good.
Pretty good show.
And you know, all of the shows, folks, Speak Out 2.0 and Common Ground, you can check them out online in the archive at KNTRTalk.com. Sometimes I do that in the address, like speakout.com. It's like, no.
Isn't the That's Common why we Ground done by the gal who owns Blonzy's?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Melissa Lucas.
I've met her before.
Yeah. Now, can you stream live yet? Can you stream?
We are streaming live.
We are streaming live. That's what I put on a post this morning. So anybody in the world, you can be in Zimbabwe right now, and you could be.
I don't know if I'd want to be there, but yes,
but
you can
But they're listening
be.
To us. I think we have four listeners over there.
We have four listeners in Zimbabwe?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
La Poo.
Two in Madagascar.
I think it's tonight in Madagascar. I have a Madagascar.
Hopefully they're not the same.
I have a Madagascar palm in my bedroom, in the bedroom window, by the way. Oh. Madagascar palm, but I digress.
We are getting so off track.
How do we get off, anyway, off track on this show?
Anyway.
Why don't we get back to some real estate numbers?
Bobo.
Here's where, okay, this, if you've been listening to the whole show, we only had 90 sales last month.
Mm.
But
what was the total? Condos and manufactured.
Total, it was a little bit higher. We had 16 condos and 11 manufactured, so that puts you at 117 or something. Mm-hmm. Decent number. But it's lower than historical when I read all the numbers of all the years off earlier. But our value in August 25, the average, that's the average, the mean, $527,058. And in August 24, it was 520, or no, I'm sorry. Last month last year, I'm going back. August 24 was 522, 326, and 527 this month. So we actually were up a little bit, from last August to this August, but it doesn't tell you the whole story because last month was 563. So we're 7% down last month. Now when you get into the month and the numbers are small enough where things can be influenced when you have less numbers in the averages. Mm-hmm. But in general, I would say we're down 5-10% in real estate. When we were selling 90 homes back in 2009, we were down 30-40%.
How many homes on market?
Right now there are 486 on the market So how many months
that's
of inventory?
That's our inventory?
That? Yeah, 486. But, and that's a little bit up from last month, but we were in the 500s.
475 in July.
Yeah, so barely up.
What is that divided by, what, 90?
Yeah. So,
well, 100 would be 4.8 months.
Did you
so
say 480?
5 months supply, which is, and when you look at the, I have a chart that comes up on my MLS program and that shows buyer's market, seller's market, and it's consistently been staying right in the center because that's right about it. You start getting more than 5 months of inventory, it's going to be swinging buyers, less sellers. But positive things. Average days on the market. Last year, 83, down to 69 on the average. It almost seems, doesn't seem right to me, but that is the fact. The median sales price in August, that's the middle number, $470,000. Last year it was $475,000, so that's down 1%. The average was up 1% year over year.
But value, so in, Bobby, so if I could interject here for a second. So based upon the values, I didn't do the August show because I took a break and I went fishing.
You were fishing?
I went fishing.
Did you catch anything?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I caught a lot of trout.
Nice.
And, so average in July was 580. You're saying the average right now is 563?
Yeah. Okay. And, or actually, it was 563 last year. We're 527 right now. In June, it was 580. That's what I reported on the July
June,
show.
Yeah, yeah.
So, that's between that 6 and 7 and 10% down, but we are when you look at the charts and you can't see them on the radio, but you can see the curve. You can see we've been down long enough historically that it can't go. And then when you bring that in with interest rates are improving and pent up demand, like Chad's going to get really busy with refinances because of the last 3 years. But as real estate agents selling, we're also going to get busy because we've had three
buyers.
Or 4 years. Of buyers staying on the sidelines.
We've had 3 years of, I'm going to wait for the interest rates to come down.
And that's pent up.
And it's too late. So it's already too late. I think that, you know, the big news is that anybody who's waiting better stop waiting.
Because we're on that. It's already down.
We are at the precipice. It is going to change. Now, of course, my crystal ball has been wrong in the past. And I think that, you know, so if it doesn't change, please don't yell at me because I'm wrong, but you know.
I only the thing we got to be devil's advocate. We got to, and it's unrelated to real estate, but it affects mortgage rates. Is let's hope that the president's plan on tariffs doesn't cause inflation, because inflation causes higher rates. But at the same time, as things go up, houses also go. Everything goes
hasn't
up.
It already reaped in several hundreds of millions of dollars in lost revenue though? Those
well,
the tariffs.
They say.
Right.
And it is creating revenue.
Yes.
But our inflation is still above 2%.
Well, if we didn't have that giant Inflation Reduction Act probably more currency than QE2. We're in quantitative easing. You guys remember
that? Is
that
when we got the $600 checks?
Yes. Yeah. That was part of it.
God, what'd you buy?
I told all my buddies, if we weren't friends before my $600 check, we can't be friends now.
Just think of this, guys. The quantitative easing, I'll take you back in time a little bit. $88 million a month to our banks just to prop them up. A month. That's what went out for, what, 2-3 years under the Obama administration? That's insane. That's an insane amount of money.
It's unsustainable.
It is unsustainable. Yeah. Anyway, any final thoughts, you guys? We got about a minute and a half.
Well, I mean, going back just to digress, I mean, if you're on the fence, it's time to start making phone calls to your real estate professional.
That would be him.
Yeah.
And if you're thinking about selling, me and Julie love doing market analysis. We put our knowledge together with comps, and it won't be a Zillow estimate. We're going to tell you about what you can expect to get for your house with people that know what they're doing using the market. So call us anytime if you want to know what your house
is. I invite
for.
Bobby over to do a market analysis on my house once a month.
We
don't get anything done except he drinks all my beer.
Oh, my God.
Bobby, tell them the website so they can sign up for the newsletter.
Oh, discoverhavasuhomes.com, and I'm putting all kinds of video on YouTube now, so you can go to Bobby and Julie Lewis on YouTube as well and look at houses in town.
Nice.
Yeah, and if you purchased a home within the last 2.5-3 years, you need to call us at 928-288-2691. Extension 223 is the sales line because we have reduced margins and our refinance coffers are already almost overflowing.
Or go to MojaveMortgages.com.
Yeah, with an S.
Plural. With an S.
Mojave
on
Mortgages.
Yeah,
I'd like to do more than
mortgages.
One.
Nice. That's Chad Hansen, founder and CEO of Mojave Mortgage, along with Bobby Lewis from the Lewis Team, Remax by the Lake. And this has been the Real Estate Power Hour.
Boom!
All right. That was a good one.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys. We'll see you next month.
Yeah,
thanks for having
us.
All right. All right, welcome back to Speak Out, and a little parting thought here. We've got Brian Springberg coming in tomorrow at 11:30, but before that, a couple of quick interviews. Tim Curry, of course, we've got the Andy Devine Days Rodeo coming up in Kingman, and the Don't Be Greedy group. It's the Runway Charity Gala for Don't Be Greedy. I thought it was kind of interesting. The woman's last name is Greedy. Not Greeley, but Greedy. Thought that was pretty funny, actually. Then Brian Springberg, and hopefully we'll hear from Coach Thompson as well. Jim Chaney and myself will be in Phoenix this Friday night for the Alhambra game. It's the Alhambra Lions hosting the Havasu Fighting Knights. That kickoff is at 7 p.m. All right, we got to make way for Sean Hannity, who's going to come rolling in next on KNTR Talk.
This is KNTR Talk, KJJJ HD2 Laughlin. Heard on 106.7 FM, 106.5, and 106.3. The voice of the free.